This is the Bahasa Inggris Kertas 4 listening test. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Circle your answers on the question paper. You will have 2 minutes at the end of the test to check your answers. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You have 1 minute to read the questions. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice.
Part 1, Question 1. You hear a newscaster reading the news about the missing submarine. The wreckage of a missing Indonesian Navy submarine, the KRI Nanggala, with 53 crew members has been located, the military said on Sunday. Searchers found items and parts from the submarine, including the anchor and safety suits for crew members. The wreckage was found on the seafloor, 2,800 feet down in the Bali Sea. No cause was given, though sources said that it was not a human error, but a natural or environment factor. It appeared that heavy pressure on the submarine likely caused it to crack.
Question 2. You hear a nutritionist talking about how to lose weight effectively. One of the first things to do when you are trying to lose weight is to stop crash dieting. Instead, just focus on healthy behavior like moving more and eating more fruit and vegetables. One of the best ways to lose weight and maintain that weight loss is to make lasting lifestyle habits that you can keep up in the long run. This can be done by initiating many small changes, such as adding exercise to your day, even in small doses, swapping high-calorie desserts for fruit, and being more careful while you eat. So think about what changes you can make that you can sustain.
Question 3. You hear a man describing his journey. Hi, I'm Matt Harding. In 2016, I quit my day job to embark on a journey that led me to more than 39 countries in 7 continents. I'm best known for a dance that looks very similar to running in place while snapping. And this eventually attracted the attention of Strike Gum. The company then paid me to travel, dance, and record videos. I have danced with locals in Rwanda, in a narrow canyon in Jordan, on a lush hillside overlooking Machu Picchu in Peru, and in a crowded street in Tokyo, Japan, all on my sponsor's money.
Question 4. You hear a housewife sharing her baking recipe. I'm going to tell you how to make a simple chocolate buttercream for a cake that can be served for a special occasion. First, beat 125 grams softened unsalted butter until light and creamy. Gradually, beat in 1 cup of icing sugar and continue beating until the mixture is light and fluffy. Now add 125 grams melted and slightly cooled dark chocolate to the mixture and beat until combined. Spread this cream over cake and allow it to set. It makes an impressive cake for any occasion.
Question 5. You hear a researcher sharing about her findings. We all know the good feeling that goes along with walking out of a store with a new shade of lipstick or after ordering a killer pair of boots online. They call it retail therapy for a reason, and more than one scientific study has backed up its effectiveness. Shopping boosts one's confidence. A beautiful dress or the perfect shade of nail polish can make you feel amazing. There is nothing wrong with letting a new item give you a little boost now and again. But do be careful to not let the things you own be the only way you can feel good about yourself. Yes, you look good in that outfit, but you are amazing even otherwise.
Question 6. You hear a teenager talking about his scariest film. The scariest film I watched in my childhood was definitely Alien. As I grew up, I watched it several times, and although I still enjoyed it, it did not seem as horrifying as when I was a child. Nevertheless, Alien is an acknowledged classic science fiction film and a must-watch for all fans of space and thrill. There were sequels, each prominent in its own way. The third part is my favorite, but all of them were filmed a rather long time ago.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about her dining experience. I recently went for lunch to a renowned vegetarian restaurant with my sister. We love our Thai-style mains, which were amazing with lots of flavor. But the service was below average, and the chips were too terrible to finish. When we arrived at 1:40 p.m., we had to wait 20 minutes while they got our table ready. The restaurant was only half full, so there was no reason to make us wait at all. We ordered the chips as a side dish and they looked delicious. But when we tasted them, they were overcooked and swimming in oil. So we left most of them. We expected a lot more for 30 ringgit.
You will listen to the recording again. Check your answers.
Part 1, Question 1. You hear a newscaster reading the news about the missing submarine. The wreckage of a missing Indonesian Navy submarine, the KRI Nanggala, with 53 crew members has been located, the military said on Sunday. Searchers found items and parts from the submarine, including the anchor and safety suits for crew members. The wreckage was found on the seafloor, 2,800 feet down in the Bali Sea. No cause was given, though sources said that it was not a human error, but a natural or environment factor. it appeared that heavy pressure on the submarine likely caused it to crack.
Question 2. You hear a nutritionist talking about how to lose weight effectively. One of the first things to do when you are trying to lose weight is to stop crash dieting. Instead, just focus on healthy behavior like moving more and eating more fruit and vegetables. One of the best ways to lose weight and maintain that weight loss is to make lasting lifestyle habits that you can keep up in the long run. This can be done by initiating many small changes, such as adding exercise to your day, even in small doses, swapping high-calorie desserts for fruit, and being more careful while you eat. So think about what changes you can make that you can sustain.
Question 3. You hear a man describing his journey. Hi, I'm Matt Harding. In 2016, I quit my day job to embark on a journey that led me to more than 39 countries in 7 continents. I'm best known for a dance that looks very similar to running in place while snapping. And this eventually attracted the attention of Strike Gum. The company then paid me to travel, dance, and record videos. I have danced with locals in Rwanda, in a narrow canyon in Jordan, on a lush hillside overlooking Machu Picchu in Peru, and in a crowded street in Tokyo, Japan, all on my sponsor's money.
Question 4. You hear a housewife sharing her baking recipe. I'm going to tell you how to make a simple chocolate buttercream for a cake that can be served for a special occasion. First, beat 125 grams softened unsalted butter until light and creamy. Gradually, beat in 1 cup of icing sugar and continue beating until the mixture is light and fluffy. Now add 125 grams melted and slightly cooled dark chocolate to the mixture and beat until combined. Spread this cream over cake and allow it to set. It makes an impressive cake for any occasion.
Question 5. You hear a researcher sharing about her findings. We all know the good feeling that goes along with walking out of a store with a new shade of lipstick, or after ordering a killer pair of boots online. They call it retail therapy for a reason, and more than one scientific study has backed up its effectiveness. Shopping boosts one's confidence. A beautiful dress or the perfect shade of nail polish can make you feel amazing. There is nothing wrong with letting a new item give you a little boost now and again. But do be careful to not let the things you own be the only way you can feel good about yourself. Yes, you look good in that outfit, but you are amazing even otherwise.
Question 6. You hear a teenager talking about his scariest film. The scariest film I watched in my childhood was definitely Alien. As I grew up, I watched it several times, and although I still enjoyed it, it did not seem as horrifying as when I was a child. Nevertheless, Alien is an acknowledged classic science fiction film, and a must-watch for all fans of space and thrill. There were sequels, each prominent in its own way. The third part is my favorite, but all of them were filmed a rather long time ago.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about her dining experience. I recently went for lunch to a renowned vegetarian restaurant with my sister. We love our Thai-style mains, which were amazing with lots of flavor. But the service was below average, and the chips were too terrible to finish. When we arrived at 1:40 p.m., we had to wait 20 minutes while they got our table ready. The restaurant was only half full, so there was no reason to make us wait at all. We ordered the chips as a side dish and they looked delicious. But when we tasted them, they were overcooked and swimming in oil. So we left most of them. We expected a lot more for 30 ringgit.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear Mira talking about her experience going on a trip to an island. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
I still remember the day I was approached by Miss Lim, my environmental club teacher advisor. She asked me whether I would like to join her with other club members for a trip to Angsana Island. She knew that I was an introvert. I definitely was not into social events. At first, I intended to turn it down, but looking at her hopeful face, I just nodded. The day of the departure finally came. I was anxious because it was my first time I was away from my parents. But thinking that Miss Lim was around, I decided to tolerate the situation. One of the objectives of the trip was to rest and relax after the exams. However, the main reason of the trip was to carry out a community service project at Angsana Island Primary School in conjunction with the World Environment Day. We arrived at the Angsana Co-Curricular Centre for accommodation at 5:30 in the evening. I took the opportunity to saunter by the beach and I managed to watch the most spectacular sunset in my life. The following morning, we took turns to ride a lorry to Angsana Island Primary School as a means of transport on that small island. I hesitated to get on it in the beginning due to its tattered condition. I feared it would break down and looking at the road, as expected, the 15-minute drive was bumpy. I felt like vomiting, but luckily I managed to hold it. Mr. Hasnan, our project coordinator, started the event by giving a briefing and distributing tasks by groups. Breakfast was served before we went to our respective stations. I didn't know that traditional food tasted so good. I was assigned to assist Year 5 girls to paint their classroom. Initially, the girls were reluctant to speak. Being me, I stayed silent myself. After some quiet time, I realized they needed me to guide them on what to do, so I started a conversation. They smiled and replied to me. Then we became approachable to each other. They said that they were thankful that our school had a program with them, as they rarely met people from the mainland. I was glad to be part of the program. We decided to call it a day at 4:30 p.m. We were exhausted but contented. We promised to keep in touch with each other. The trip, I supposed, became the turning point in my life where I have developed myself into a more sociable person. Currently, I am a motivational consultant at a local company, sharing and inspiring others to be better people.
Now, listen again.
I still remember the day I was approached by Miss Lim, my environmental club teacher advisor. She asked me whether I would like to join her with other club members for a trip to Angsana Island. She knew that I was an introvert. I definitely was not into social events. At first, I intended to turn it down, but looking at her hopeful face, I just nodded. The day of the departure finally came. I was anxious because it was my first time I was away from my parents. But thinking that Miss Lim was around, I decided to tolerate the situation. One of the objectives of the trip was to rest and relax after the exams. However, the main reason of the trip was to carry out a community service project at Angsana Island Primary School in conjunction with the World Environment Day. We arrived at the Angsana Co-Curricular Centre for accommodation at 5:30 in the evening. I took the opportunity to saunter by the beach and I managed to watch the most spectacular sunset in my life. The following morning, we took turns to ride a lorry to Angsana Island Primary School as a means of transport on that small island. I hesitated to get on it in the beginning due to its tattered condition. I feared it would break down and looking at the road, as expected, the 15-minute drive was bumpy. I felt like vomiting, but luckily I managed to hold it. Mr. Hasnan, our project coordinator, started the event by giving a briefing and distributing tasks by groups. Breakfast was served before we went to our respective stations. I didn't know that traditional food tasted so good. I was assigned to assist Year 5 girls to paint their classroom. Initially, the girls were reluctant to speak. Being me, I stayed silent myself. After some quiet time, I realized they needed me to guide them on what to do, so I started a conversation. They smiled and replied to me. Then we became approachable to each other. They said that they were thankful that our school had a program with them, as they rarely met people from the mainland. I was glad to be part of the program. We decided to call it a day at 4:30 p.m., We were exhausted but contented. We promised to keep in touch with each other. The trip, I supposed, became the turning point in my life where I have developed myself into a more sociable person. Currently, I am a motivational consultant at a local company, sharing and inspiring others to be better people.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which individuals are talking about strange experiences. Choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. Speaker 1.
There were few students at the library that night. Since I needed to borrow a textbook for my mathematics class, I decided to look for the librarian. While I was walking between the bookshelves, I felt something moving behind me. Is the library really haunted? I guess no one can confirm that.
Speaker 2.
I was watching the TV late at night when I heard a loud sound coming from the kitchen. I hurried to the kitchen to check. To my surprise, I saw the windows were smashed and there was a big rock beside the broken glasses. I decided to make an emergency call immediately.
Speaker 3. When my neighbor's husband passed away, she began to experience unusual incidents. She claimed that she heard weird noises at night, particularly from her husband's study room. A friend recommended seeing a professional to help her get some answers on the unexplainable events. That's what she did. Speaker 4.
I wonder how burglars keep breaking into my house since I always lock all my doors and windows before leaving. Besides, I would inform my neighbors about my holiday plans so they would know if I was not at home. Clearly, it is not enough to ensure the safety of my home.
Speaker 5.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt that you have been there before? I have once experienced that. I went to a fishing village in Sabah. I knew it was my first time there, but the place seemed strangely familiar to me. Was it just my imagination?
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
There were few students at the library that night. Since I needed to borrow a textbook for my mathematics class, I decided to look for the librarian. While I was walking between the bookshelves, I felt something moving behind me. Is the library really haunted? I guess no one can confirm that.
Speaker 2.
I was watching the TV late at night when I heard a loud sound coming from the kitchen. I hurried to the kitchen to check. To my surprise, I saw the windows were smashed and there was a big rock beside the broken glasses. I decided to make an emergency call immediately.
Speaker 3. When my neighbor's husband passed away, she began to experience unusual incidents. She claimed that she heard weird noises at night, particularly from her husband's study room. A friend recommended seeing a professional to help her get some answers on the unexplainable events. That's what she did. Speaker 4.
I wonder how burglars keep breaking into my house since I always lock all my doors and windows before leaving. Besides, I would inform my neighbors about my holiday plans so they would know if I was not at home. Clearly, it is not enough to ensure the safety of my home.
Speaker 5.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt that you have been there before? I have once experienced that. I went to a fishing village in Sabah. I knew it was my first time there, but the place seemed strangely familiar to me. Was it just my imagination?
That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part
and create a safer online environment.
That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part 4. You will hear an actor talk. talking about his profession. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Mr. Harris, thank you so much for taking some time off your busy schedule for this interview. My first question for you is, what is it like to work on a movie?
You're welcome. Well, working on a movie shoot can be an exciting and rewarding experience. The process of bringing a script to life on the big screen is a joint effort that involves many different people with various skills and talents, such as the director, producer, supporting actors, and many more. During pre-production, the crew will work on planning, scouting a location, and casting actors. Once the cameras start rolling, work on the visual style of the film also begins, while the sound and lighting teams will work to create the right atmosphere. During post-production, the film will be edited and sound and visual effects will be added. This can be a long and tiring process, but the finished product is usually well worth the effort.
I see. How long do actors like you work each day?
Generally, actors work 10 to 20 hours a day, 6 days a week, when they are starring in a main role. Supporting actors can expect to work around 30 hours a week. It largely depends on the role, filming schedule, and film studio. Overall, work hours for an actor can be extensive and irregular.
I see. Do you always get along with the cast and crew on the set?
Well, acting is a collaborative art form, and it is not uncommon for actors to work with difficult cast and crew members. However, there are ways to maintain professionalism and maintain a positive working relationship despite these challenges. One way actors can deal with difficult cast and crew members is by setting clear boundaries and communicating their expectations. This can include having conversations about appropriate behavior on set or addressing any other specific issues.
Mr. Harris, I'm quite curious about this. Do actors actually watch their own movies?
It actually varies depending on the actor and where they are in their career. New and young actors usually watch themselves performing different takes when submitting recorded auditions to ensure they choose the best one. They may be asked by acting instructors to watch their own performance to develop, improve, and expand their skills. And when an actor completes their first film, they will usually watch it due to the excitement of playing a role for the first time. Some actors who have been in the industry for longer may prefer not to watch their movies. They might enjoy performing but are not interested in watching the film itself, or they might avoid watching their movies to prevent being self-critical and negatively affecting their future performances.
My next question is, what do film actors usually do when they are not acting or promoting their films?
Film actors usually do a variety of things when they are not acting or promoting their films. Some actors may choose to take a break and relax, while others may explore other interests or hobbies. Some may continue to work on other projects such as writing, directing, or producing. Some may also choose to take classes or workshops to continue to develop their craft. Additionally, many actors are also involved in charity and may spend time volunteering or supporting organizations that share the same interests and values that they uphold.
Before ending this interview, is there any advice you would like to share with the new and young actors out there?
Acting requires practice, reassessment, and adjustments. Taking group classes or studying with a personal acting coach can be an excellent way to sharpen your craft between jobs and auditions. Also, practice on camera. Use your phone to record your next rehearsal. Then review your on-camera acting work to better understand how your face and body language project on screen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris, for answering all the questions.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, listen again.
Mr. Harris, thank you so much for taking some time off your busy schedule for this interview. My first question for you is, what is it like to work on a movie?
You're welcome. Well, working on a movie shoot can be an exciting and rewarding experience. The process of bringing a script to life on the big screen is a joint effort that involves many different people with various skills and talents, such as the director, producer, supporting actors, and many more. During pre-production, the crew will work on planning, scouting a location, and casting actors. Once the cameras start rolling, work on the visual style of the film also begins, while the sound and lighting teams will work to create the right atmosphere. During post-production, the film will be edited and sound and visual effects will be added. This can be a long and tiring process, but the finished product is usually well worth the effort.
I see. How long do actors like you work each day?
Generally, actors work 10 to 20 hours a day, 6 days a week, when they are starring in a main role. Supporting actors can expect to work around 30 hours a week. It largely depends on the role, filming schedule, and film studio. Overall, work hours for an actor can be extensive and irregular.
I see. Do you always get along with the cast and crew on the set?
Well, acting is a collaborative art form, and it is not uncommon for actors to work with difficult cast and crew members. However, there are ways to maintain professionalism and maintain a positive working relationship despite these challenges. One way actors can deal with difficult cast and crew members is by setting clear boundaries and communicating their expectations. This can include having conversations about appropriate behavior on set or addressing any other specific issues.
Mr. Harris, I'm quite curious about this. Do actors actually watch their own movies?
It actually varies depending on the actor and where they are in their career. New and young actors usually watch themselves performing different takes when submitting recorded auditions to ensure they choose the best one. They may be asked by acting instructors to watch their own performance to develop, improve, and expand their skills. And when an actor completes their first film, they will usually watch it due to the excitement of playing a role for the first time. Some actors who have been in the industry for longer may prefer not to watch their movies. They might enjoy performing, but are not interested in watching the film itself, or they might avoid watching their movies to prevent being self-critical and negatively affecting their future performances.
My next question is, what do film actors usually do when they are not acting or promoting their films?
Film actors usually do a variety of things when they are not acting or promoting their films. Some actors may choose to take a break and relax, while others may explore other interests or hobbies. Some may continue to work on other projects such as writing, directing, or producing. Some may also choose to take classes or workshops to continue to develop their craft. Additionally, many actors are also involved in charity and may spend time volunteering or supporting organizations that share the same interests and values that they uphold.
Before ending this interview, is there any advice you would like to share with the new and young actors out there?
Acting requires practice, reassessment, and adjustments. Taking group classes or studying with a personal acting coach can be an excellent way to sharpen your craft between jobs and auditions. Also, practice on camera. Use your phone to record your next rehearsal. then review your on-camera acting work to better understand how your face and body language project on screen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris, for answering all the questions.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check your answers and copy your answers onto your answer sheet.